Give kind of a more general exhortation for this whole preaching festival weekend. There's been a lot of good things said about glory and Christ, the glorified Christ's work. And one of the scriptures that I had been thinking of throughout this weekend was 2 Chronicles 9, 5, and 6. And this is the Queen of Sheba speaking to Solomon. And she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came, and mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the one half of thy greatness and thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard." That's the way these things are, brethren.
Right.
The half has not yet been told.
Amen.
And God intended it to be this way, so that here we'll never know the fullness of these things, so that our whole life we can continue to press into these things and look into them more fully.
Amen.
So for the exhortation that I wanted to give, there are many that you could give for this topic, but the one that I thought would be good, it comes from 1 Corinthians 6:20. Says, "For ye are bought with a price.
Amen.
Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."
Amen.
So brethren, strive to live your life in a way that will glorify Christ.
Amen.
Now that all these brethren have spoken about the glorified Christ, now that we have a better grasp and understanding about this, we need to continue to strive to live our lives to glorify Him. And when we do that, He will glorify us. As it says in Romans 8:18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." The sufferings and the glory are not even worthy to be compared.
Amen.
Now, we are God's, as the text in Corinthians said that I read. And this is our reasonable service, to serve Him and to glorify Him in our lives. And it's good that everything that was said lifted up Christ here. And that's the way it has to be. We have to continue to lift up Christ. And that's why we were able to be encouraged by the things that were said, is because they were centered in Christ. If they weren't, then they wouldn't be of much use to us. As John 15:5 says, "You can do nothing apart from Christ." So why should we try? We don't need to. And earlier, the song that Brother Mike led us in at the beginning of this day, I wanted to read some of the words that was in it. "I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace. But not on the crown He giveth, but on His pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land."
Amen.
Now, we aren't trying to glorify Christ just so that we can get the glory that He's giving.
Right.
We aren't seeking this for ourselves, although we do want it. But we're seeking to glorify Christ because He is worthy.
Amen.
Galatians 6:14. I wanted to read that as well. "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world."
Amen.
Now, God has given us the increase in this weekend, so let's continue to glorify Him in this.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Then before I opened up for your comments from Brother Al's sermon, I wanted to say something that I liked. He mentioned Revelation 22:3, how, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him." And I liked that. That's like the opposite, the curse and serving God. So as soon as the curse is gone God doesn't have like a training program for us to go through so we can learn how to serve him.
Amen.
As soon as the curse is gone, we will be able to serve him.
Right.
And now we are actually tasting in heaven, tasting of heaven because we are able to serve him.
And
God is a gracious God, brethren.
Amen.
So, you have anything to say?
I want to thank Brother Al for his message and for his exhortation to take the morning seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is what God uses to keep the sheep coming in his direction.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother
Heath.
Brother Silas, I appreciated Brother Al's statement. I'm glad he continued on this statement rather than just stop in the first four words. He said, God cannot forgive sin.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't stop there, of course. He said, apart from the efficacious work of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's Christ, and he was referring to the high priesthood of Jesus. And Jesus is the one, as we well know, is our sin bearer. He's the one who took upon himself our sin. And I just like how he phrased that. God cannot forgive sin apart from the efficacious work of Christ.
Amen.
When you think about that statement, I'll tell you, that would not fly in many churches today.
Yeah.
You think about the doctrines that are being taught and the errors in that doctrine,
right.
and what they stand for and the type of worship that goes on. You just don't go to God. You cannot go to the Father except through Christ. And it's through his efficacious work.
Amen.
As our great high priest,
right,
who put away sin. That's how we get to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like how he phrased it.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Bob?
Yeah, Brother Al, I said that at best we're part-time servants. And I was thinking while I said that, we want to be make sure that we're the best full-time, part-time servants in the world. That we can be a very good servant.
Yes.
Amen. I love how Brother Al packages things up. He,
yes.
The Lord gifts people in different ways for different reasons, not conflicting reasons, but
yeah,
but different, because this is a great house. Like Paul said, there's in a great house there are many vessels.
Yeah.
So we're not all the same size, we're not all the same shape, we're not all used for the same reason. They all have a common purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, the way Brother Al packages things really puts a handle,
that's right,
on the truth for me. I remember some things Brother Al said years ago that, you know, I forget most things from years ago, but I can remember some things that Brother Al said years ago. So here's one of those things, is that efficacy means he gets his work done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that should be obvious, but if it's not, it's obvious now that he said it. Is he gets his work done. The work that he was sent to do, he did.
Amen.
The fact that he ascended up and he was received, he sat down at the right hand of God, that proves he did the work that he that he came to do. Now, just carrying that on a little further, Brother Al quoted a text earlier today of he will by no means acquit the guilty.
Yeah.
Now, he's forgiving, but he's not acquitting the guilty.
Yeah.
That's a glorious thing to see.
Yeah.
He still doesn't acquit the guilty.
No.
He's making us not guilty.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
Just real quickly, I was going to make reference to this. Everyone's familiar with the tabernacle, and when I think of the fact that all the different pieces of furniture that were in the tabernacle, you have the showbread, you have the altar of incense, and of course the altar outside. But when you got into the Holy of Holies, there of course was the Ark of the Covenant. My point is that the high priest, you know, he entered into that holy place once a year, as we all know, and he had to go in with blood.
Mm-hmm.
But one piece of furniture was not there. It was not a chair.
Yeah, correct.
But in glory, at God's right hand, there is a throne.
Amen.
And Jesus' Amen. Work is done because he sat down.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? Yeah.
I love this part that Brother Al brought up in Revelations 21, he talked about the city being closed up, that nothing defiled would be able to enter into this city, and that it was not closed up to contain us, but that the defiling of this world would not be entering into it. The scripture said here, and the gates of it shall not be shut all day, but there shall be no night there. Yeah. So the gates aren't what is keeping out the defilement of man. It's the effectiveness of Christ's Amen. Suffering Amen. That washed Amen. Us clean Amen. And made us whole that keeps out the defilement, not the many gates. Yeah. Because in 27 he says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. There'll be no one that's deceiving them.
That's right.
There'll be no one bringing an abomination
yeah.
and maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
That's the effectiveness of Christ's work.
Amen.
He said he's writing down the names now. And he's waiting. He's merciful. He's long-suffering.
Yes.
So the book can be full. So the book can be total. And in 26, I'll go back to it, and it says, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
Amen.
That's when all things will be completed, is when we come there and we bring him all the glory,
Amen.
All the honor,
yes.
and he is ultimately exalted above all.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.